You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Paris.
Hello, everyone. We are back with another pod post. Hi, Hunter.
Hi, Paris. And I know everyone already thinks Sean Evans is the best host in the entire world on Hot Ones. I get it. I'm trying to be second place, but we're going to steal a little bit more from his interview because he had this great question for you about the anti-paparazzi scarf when you did his show. And it kind of went viral recently because people were talking about it because it is a weird, it's a great solution. It's a scarf. You explain it.
It's called the anti-paparazzi scarf, and it basically ruins paparazzi's photos. So when they take a picture and there's a flash, the fabric has something on it that reflects like towards them. And then just like your whole face is like gone. So you can only see the scarf, but the scarf looks like this like glow in the dark thing. It's, I don't know how he has this technology or how it works, but it really works. It's pretty cool.
How many times did you wear it?
A couple times, like in London. And I don't know, I was walking in the store and he just like came up to me. And he was wearing his and he started saying, I invented this for paparazzi and explained it to me and then put it on me. And you could see in the picture, like I'm literally like shopping in the middle of like Harrods or something. And he took that picture. Then that it just went everywhere. Like, I don't know. I just had met him that one time. It was pretty random.
God, great advertisement for him, though.
Yeah, for sure.
All he has to do is give you a scarf. Usually there's a big fee involved with getting Paris to promote something, but he gave you a scarf.
Killing it.
So you wore it a couple times. Did it work when you wore it?
I think so. I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't remember. Probably.
But also at that time, I feel like you weren't shy from the cameras anyway. Like you were like, yep, I'm living my life. Enjoy. Take your photos.
Yeah, I didn't really mind. So I didn't really wear it that much.
Do you still have the scarf?
I don't know. Probably, but I don't know where it is.
I feel like that should be framed somewhere.
Yes.
Like in the Smithsonian with all your other outfits.
I'm going to have him send me some more so I can wear them again.
Yeah. How was, what was your like favorite time to go out and you were like excited that like paparazzi were like there, like, or what was your favorite like years of going out? What were they?
My favorite years.
What time period was like the best for going out with paparazzi everywhere? Obviously there's lots of evidence. So
I loved going out always until the pandemic.
Oh really? There was never a time where you were like, okay, this year I could use with less paparazzi.
Oh, for the I thought you meant just going out in general. They were pretty annoying all the time.
How do you deal with that?
I liked going to places that had back entrances and underground, like a lot of the, you know, members clubs and clubs like that would start making it so it'd be easy for people who didn't want to be bothered. So they'd have like the underground entrance and back entrances, which was very nice.
That's actually a really, really great thing for celebs back then. What about other tricks for avoiding the paparazzi?
Well, you can wear the scarf. That's one. And just, you know, kind of if you have like one of your friends leave and like cover their head with the jacket and get into your car, and then they'll all chase that car and then you can go out another entrance.
Who did that for you the most?
I don't remember who exactly, but I would always have like extra friends that would do that for me.
That's great.
Yeah.
Well, Paris, I hope I get to see you soon not wearing this scarf, because it actually did completely obscure your face. So if you guys want to see how good this scarf is, make sure to head to our Instagram or our Twitter at This Is Paris Podcast and check it out and let us know if there's any other photos or videos you want us to talk about. Any final words about this look, Pear?
It's hot.
It's hot. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very hot. Okay, see ya.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to This Is Paris. We love hearing from you. So leave us a review. Send an email to paris@iheartradio.com. Leave a voicemail at 833-87-PARIS. And follow us at This Is Paris Podcast. Bye, babes.
Follow Paris at Paris Hilton and follow Hunter March, host of E's Nightly Pop at Hunter March.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
We are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars, because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption, on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.